the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Family Leisure, where family and fun come together, Tennessee Highway Safety Office, helping you arrive, and by Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Now, live from New Orleans, this is the New Orleans Bowl Preview Show. Email questions to radio@goblueraiders.com or tweet your questions by the hashtag AskStock. Here's the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome into New Orleans as we have the New Orleans Bowl Preview Show. Hello, everybody. Chip Walters with you. Glad to have you with us for the next hour. We will be coming to you live tonight from Lucy's Retired Surfers Bar. And we have a good lineup of guests for you during the next hour. Wes Counts will be joining me here pretty quickly. But to kind of give you a little idea, we with folks coming and going here, we're up in the attic at Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar in New Orleans as we get ready for tonight's game, for tomorrow night's game, as the Blue Raiders take on the Mountaineers of Appalachian State. There's an event here at Lucy's that's being put on by the MTSU National Alumni Association and by the Blue Raider Athletic Association. So hope to have Chris Massaro with us, and Dr. Sidney McPhee also going to join us. But Wes Counts, my partner on the Blue Raider Network, who will be on the broadcast tomorrow night, joining from here at Lucy's. And Wes, laissez bon temps rouler.
Yeah, whatever you just said there.
Well, here we are. Great atmosphere here at Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar. This would be kind of a pretty good hangout, wouldn't it?
It really would be. I'm not sure how many retired surfers are in Louisiana, but it is a great place.
It really is, and more middle fans coming in here. And, you know, as the day went along today, walking along Canal Street throughout the French Quarter, we were seeing more and more folks wearing blue coming into town, and I know there are a lot of folks that are coming in tonight, and a whole lot more coming in tomorrow. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere. We were over at the Superdome today for practice, but what we're here celebrating is a really good year in football. Raiders winning 8 games, playing in their Eastern Division champions, playing in the conference championship game, and a reward for a terrific year is to be able to come here to New Orleans. And if you're going to find any town in America to celebrate, this is a pretty good one.
This is at the top of the list there, no question. It's a fun place, and the fans are apparently having a good time, and the app fans are having a good time too. So it's a lot of fun out there right now.
You know what's been interesting, and we only got into town last night, but you're going up and down the street. You know, everybody talking to each other. The app fans are calling out and saying hello, and middle fans calling back out to them. And the Canal Street this afternoon, while you were at the luncheon, was just full of fans up and down the street. So that's a good sign. This is going to be a fun bowl.
No, it really is. And if you're going to go anywhere on the bowl schedule that USA and the Sun Belt is tied to, from a fan perspective, this has to be the destination that you would prefer. It's there's so much to get into, not just Bourbon Street, but you've got the World War II Museum. There's so many other little historic things, the French Quarter and whatnot, to get to see and visit. There, it's just a really it's a good town for a long weekend.
Yeah, and we will talk about the football side of this toward the end of our show tonight, but Appalachian State, a very formidable opponent for Middle, coming in, and with 10 wins on the season, they have had a coaching change, and several of their staff members have left. I would not think that this team would be in what you would call disarray, But because they didn't get to 10 wins by not being good and talented.
No, they've got talent, especially on defense and the running back and the offensive line. They're really good. Yeah, you know, you lost the head coach, you lost two coordinators, The new head coach is in town interviewing people already. So there's probably a lot of nervous assistants that are still – the other seven assistants are probably pretty nervous. Their families are in town for the bowl game, so there's probably a lot of nerves on their side of are they going to Louisville or are they staying in Appy. So there's a lot of stuff that may work in the Blue Raiders' favor, but at the same time, you still got 120-year-olds on each side of the ball that they don't really care about any of that. You know, they just want to go play football, and App's got a lot of good guys. You know, their defense is the sixth in the country right now on defense and averaging only giving up 279 yards a game right now. So they've got players. They got the Billy and Joes. There's no doubt about that. So it's just a matter of what mindset everybody's in tomorrow night. How much did they stay off Bourbon Street? You know, that's the big key.
Well, you had an opportunity to go to the bowl luncheon today. Charlie Ward was the speaker. Kind of give us a 30-second or 1-minute recap of the bowl luncheon today.
Man, I tell you what, the 30-minute intro, bringing in both bands, every cheerleader in the world, dance teams, and then marching each team in separately, that was a pretty amazing production right there. They did a really good job with all the different little videos, all the fun stuff. Ty Nix did a wonderful impression of Coach Steve Ellis that was produced for everybody. That was a good thing. And Charlie Ward had a very good message to the both teams, and it was a well done operation.
All right, well, good deal. We'll talk again later in this hour. I want to let you know that folks, listen up. Tonight's New Orleans Bowl preview show is presented by Sam Sports Grill. Sam Sports Grill in Murfreesboro is hosting a watch party for tomorrow night's bowl game against Appalachian State at 8:00 with locations in Murfreesboro, Belmead, Hendersonville, and Old Hickory. Sam Sports Grill is the official post-game destination of Blue Raider Athletics. We'll be back to New Orleans at Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar right after this. You're listening to the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 130,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Will Brown, the great-grandson of Roscoe Brown. In working at Roscoe Brown, I've seen firsthand what my great-grandfather started in 1940, and that same work ethic and quality to detail still stands today. We take great pride in providing excellent customer service. Roscoe Brown sets the gold standard for the industry. We know there are many options when it comes to choosing heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation. Call us today. You'll be glad you did.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it. No matter where you are or what you're up to, whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Mima.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back into our New Orleans Bowl preview show presented by Sam Sports Grill. Tonight we're at Lucy's retired surfer bar in the Big Easy as Middle Tennessee gets set to take on the Appalachian State Mountaineers coming up tomorrow night. We're within 24, 26 hours of the bowl game. Everything is locked down now, but had a chance to sit down with Coach Rick Stockstill and talk about this weekend's matchup.
Coach Stockstill joins us now, and Rick, you guys have gone through a lot of work, both at home and now since you've been in New Orleans. Things are locked down now, 24 hours out basically, ready to go.
Yeah, Chip, it's been a whirlwind really since the championship game. You know, as soon as that game was over, we hit the road recruiting, and you know, we had official visits, we had our banquet, and we got 3 days of practice back home, and we've had good work here this week. So our guys are ready, they're focused. It's been a great experience again. As all bowls are, but it's been a lot of fun. Our guys have really had a good time here, and but their focus has been good, and we've had a good week of practice. Yeah,
to have 3 or 4 days in 72 degrees indoors, that's a nice change from what you had over the weekend.
Yeah, the weather wasn't very conducive to having a lot of fun at practice, you know, those 3 days back home, but you know, it's if you're practicing when it's cold, that means you've had a really good year. So, you know, I'll practice in cold weather in December as much as we can. So, but yeah, this team has really deserved it. They've had a great season, and hopefully tomorrow night we can go out there and play well.
How did your guys bounce back when you got to practice last Friday, a week ago today, after the championship game? Because everybody, I mean, it kind of stung everybody hard.
Yeah, we took it hard. You know, it was a, it was a very tough, hard-fought, competitive game. And you know, Friday's practice was, you know, they were still hurting, and even Sunday's practice, they were hurting still, which to me is a good thing. You know, that they didn't, you know, wasn't like they recovered from it very quickly. So, but we got it out. You know, it's time to move on. Gave it a great fight. I'm really proud of our team, you know, what they did getting there. And, you know, but it was, that one hurt us, you know, because we invested so much, not only throughout the course of the season, but when we got back from the bowl game last year in January, it was, you know, and I just hurt for our seniors because they all gave so much to this program, and I was hoping, you know, we could get them one before they got out.
Yep. And but you did get back to work, got things done. How does basically treating it as an open week, how does that help you health-wise?
It didn't. You know, we're not getting anybody back that we didn't have for the UAB games. And in fact, you know, we lost a couple guys in the UAB game that won't play, you know, play tomorrow night. So had it been a little bit later of a bowl game date wise, you know, we might have been able to get some guys back. But in this game being such a quick turnaround, you know, those guys that got hurt against UAB won't play tonight or tomorrow night.
How do you use the quick turnaround to your advantage?
You know, I don't know if you can. I don't know if it is an advantage other than just because it was so, you know, from a coaching standpoint, it was so much on our plate after that game because we lost a week of recruiting, you know, for the championship game. So we got out Saturday night after the game and, you know, we recruited, you know, for 4 days, Monday through Thursday. We got back Thursday night. We had a practice Friday. We had recruits in over the weekend. We had our banquet Saturday night. Then we brought in three more recruits Saturday that were there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You know, we leave Tuesday. So, you know, it's been a lot on our plate. It's been a fast week and a half. So I guess the good thing is, you know, there wasn't a lot of time where, you know, we lost any rhythm or continuity what we were doing from an offense and defense kicking standpoint.
Is your oasis this time of year getting on the practice field?
Yeah, you know, it's that. I would much rather, you know, coach, be outside on the field coaching than you would be inside doing stuff. You know, that's the fun part about this job. And, you know, I love being around our guys, our team, it's fun. You know, all the other stuff, you know, the preparation and organization, you've got to do it. That's part of it. But, yeah, I'm a lot happier when I'm out on the field coaching.
Yep. And to see the look in your guys' eyes, knowing that they're preparing for a good opponent in the bowl game tomorrow night, the thought of it being a reward for a great year, you've always – that's been – you know, player experience has always been number one with you.
You're crazy if you don't do it. If you don't approach it that way, it's hard to get in bowl games. You know, we've been left out twice when we could have gone. And that hurts. I mean, you look last year, you know, we were told no, and then 3 or 4 hours we're told yes, and just the excitement that team had being able to go to the Camellia Bowl, the smiles on their face, the joy of being able to continue to practice and play and then win the game, you know, that was a tremendous accomplishment for that team last year. And you know, so I'll always approach it that way. It is a reward. We understand. I understand. They know how to when to work and when to have fun. And you've got to be able to handle both. But, you know, what these guys went through this year, sacrificed who they played, you know, and then to get in a championship game, you know, and now this bowl game, it is a reward. And I want to make it fun for them. I want to make it where they want to do it year after year after year, and that's what they've done.
The opponent, not an easy one. Appalachian State has won the Sun Belt, 10 wins on the year, took Penn State to overtime. Give us a little scouting report on who we're playing tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, we haven't in all the bowl games that we've gone to, we haven't had a – you know, an easy draw, you know, and so we got another tough one here. They're really talented. They're really fast, athletic, especially on defense. They can fly on defense. They're good up front. So it's a really, really good defense, one of the top defenses in the country, let alone in the Sun Belt. So this is a good team. Obviously, you don't have to look much past what they did against Penn State. So, it's a challenge there. Offensively, they do a good job. They've got the player of the year in their conference at quarterback. They've got good running backs. Their offensive line might be as good an offensive line as we've faced, you know, outside of Georgia. You know, so they got talented players.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Coach Rick Stockstill joining us here on our bowl preview show from New Orleans. Tonight's show is presented by Sam Sports Grills all over Middle Tennessee and also by the Tennessee Education Lottery, proud to have raised more than $4.7 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. We'll be back to Lucy's Retired Surfers Bar in New Orleans right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Downsizing after retirement shouldn't mean changing your lifestyle. It should simply mean changing your address. Consider what quality of life means to you. Then examine the lifestyle choice offered by the Villages of Murfreesboro. What's inside at the Villages starts with love. We are a community of many families who are compassionate about aging gracefully. We fill our halls with laughter and approach each day with intentionality. Call today, 615-848-3030, for information on our independent living or memory care communities. The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 130,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
The things you love for less. That's exactly what you'll find every day at your neighborhood Kroger. With digital coupons, so you can load your shopping list with savings. Plus lots of fresh choices and quality you can trust. All at low Kroger prices. You can even earn fuel points that pay off at the pump every time you shop. It's real savings and real value. And that's why, at your neighborhood Kroger, you can always get more for less. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
When you buy a new Ford F-Series truck during our holiday sales event, you're not just buying a truck. You're sending a message to the world that says, yeah, I can help. Because now you're the friend with the Ford truck. You'll move coworkers, haul lumber, and build everything from tree houses to serenity sheds. Now you're the one everyone counts on, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Ford F-Series, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back to New Orleans and Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar. Want to send a shout out to our friend Sam Sports Grill for making our broadcast tonight possible. They are located in Stones River Mall, and with more than 60 stores and restaurants, Stones River Mall is Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal at Sam's with great friends and family. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. Sam's will be doing a big watch party tomorrow night on Saturday night at 8 o'clock as Middle takes on Appalachian State. Glad to have the Director of Athletics of Middle Tennessee, Chris Massaro, here. And, Chris, this is kind of turned into our Sam South, our home base here at Lucy's in New Orleans.
You know, Lucy. For us.
Yep, all the different Sam's locations, Murfreesboro, Belmead, Hendersonville, and Old Hickory. Appreciate that very much. Let's talk about this event in Middle Tennessee. Being here this evening, and fans have really come out. And that's fun because the atmosphere here at Lucy's is pretty good, and it's really jumped in the last 15 minutes.
It has, and you know what's great is to see friends and neighbors walking down the street wearing blue, and we're all having a good time in New Orleans, and that's what bowl games are really supposed to be about. And so New Orleans is a great place to have a bowl chip, and it looks like all of our folks are having a good time.
Yes, they are. And this is, as Wes and I were talking earlier, that if you're going to pick a city to have a great time, you can't go wrong with New Orleans,
you
no matter
really
what time of
year.
You
have to have a bad attitude if you don't have fun in this place.
It is your own.
It is great, and there's something for everyone to do, and I've enjoyed just kind of exploring some of the other stuff that's maybe not as touristy about New Orleans and learning a little bit more about it, so it's been fun.
It's a city that's well over 200 years old, and
Almost 300 this year.
Yeah,
300.
Yep. The one thing before I forget about it, we'll talk about the football side of it in just a second, but you were part of something very special yesterday morning, and that's kind of become a bowl tradition.
We like that. We like that, where every year we have to plan for that, you know, and so we had graduation yesterday, and I think Chandler Brewer kind of summed it up to best to me, and he says, "Man, this is awesome, Mr. Massaro. I have to just 15 minutes here in the hotel ballroom. I'm done. I'm graduated. I don't have to wait 2 hours in the Murphy Center."
Yeah.
And so it was great. Those guys enjoyed it. And what, to me, a great event is when everybody's taking pictures afterwards. And all the players
were taking pictures of their buddies that had graduated. The parents and the families were taking it. So it meant something to everybody, and that's what you want. You want graduation to mean something and be a goal for everybody. And so it was fun to see that yesterday.
And also, just to kind of further that point just a little bit, this morning at 10:30,
yeah,
there was another graduation ceremony here in New Orleans,
right,
for band members and cheerleaders that were here part of this. To me, that is the example of what the Blue Raider family is all about.
We're all one unit, and I give Andrew Ottman and Dr. McPhee a lot of credit, because it's not, and Terry Whiteside, because it's not easy to pull off two graduation ceremonies away from home. And to be able to do that, and to see those kids today too, those band members and cheerleaders that have worked awfully hard to earn their degree while also helping their craft with cheerleading and band. And so it's not easy to balance all that, and to see them rewarded today was really special as well.
Yeah, and now let's talk about the matchup. There are no easy matchups in bowl games.
Because this is one of the more tougher ones. So
if you're here, if you're in a bowl game, you're good. You've had a great year. But this Appalachian State team that we're going to see tomorrow night is really, really outstanding.
They're good. You know, and you look at I always look at who people have lost to, because sometimes that tells you more than who they've beaten. And you look, and well, they lost to Penn State in overtime and really led for a lot of that game, and a lot of people say they should have won the game. And then they lost at Georgia Southern when their quarterback got hurt, and they weren't able to complete the game, App's quarterback. So those are their only two losses, you know, and they're league champions. They know how to win. You look at their defensive stats, and they're all in the top 10. So I think this team's going to look a lot like UAB. You know, they run, they like ball control, and they like to defend. And we've had some success with UAB. We got to iron out some red zone difficulties, but offensively we were able to move the ball. So I'm hopeful it'll be a great matchup, and we'll be able to stick it in the end zone a few more times.
Tomorrow night will be the last game for a lot of seniors on this Blue Raider football team, and one that has been the face of this program the last 4 years is Brent Stockstill. And I think back to Alicia Clark.
Yeah.
And people ask me, what is Alicia Clark like? Or people ask me, what is Brent Stockstill like? My answer is the same. They're too good to be true.
They really are. And I tell people that Brent's gotten every bit out of his body he could give.
Yeah. Oh,
you
no
know,
doubt.
And in fact, they always say that he uses every drop, and I think Brent recycles his drops. So he uses more than that's in his body. He just keeps recycling that stuff. And he's been one of the few athletes that we've had. You mentioned one, like Alicia Clark was kind of like that. And I would compare him also to Michael McHenry.
Yeah.
He gets everything out of his body. And Brent has all those characteristics that we talked about, the it factor, the leadership factor, the toughness, the quality of person, the integrity. I mean, he's just been great for us. So I hope that really for his sake and his dad's sake as much as anything, that we can kind of complete the circle and end it with a New Orleans Bowl victory. It would be really sweet.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, he's one of those guys, and the best compliment you can probably give him, as great a football player he is, and he is a terrific football player, he is an even better person.
He is. And I think that part has been able to shine through, because people can see that. You can see it in the way he plays the game. He respects the game. He respects his opponents. And in turn, the opponents respect him. And then through all the interviews, and I also say to people that, you know, he combines the best qualities of both his mom and his dad.
Yeah.
And I think the world of both those two individuals. And he's got the best of both. So he's going to be great in whatever he does. I hope one day he coaches for us.
Yep.
But I hope he has a long playing career after leaving college as well.
Well, that is a nice setup for what is coming up in our next segment, and that is an interview with Brent Stockstill.
Okay.
Chris, appreciate the time tonight.
I'm glad I could tee it off for you, Chip.
Enjoy the night and let the good times bowl.
Take care, and thank you for doing this and setting this up. And people don't realize, and just a little shout out to Chip, that how much effort it is to do live programming offsite, and for Chip and his team to get this done. That means a lot to us. You really are true blue, and and I appreciate everything you do for us.
I appreciate it a lot. Chris Massaro, Director of Athletics at Middle Tennessee. Our bowl preview show is presented by Sam Sports Grill at Murfreesboro. They're hosting a watch party tomorrow night for the game between Middle Tennessee and Appalachian State at 8 o'clock. Sam Sports Grill has locations all over Middle Tennessee, Murfreesboro, Belmead, Hendersonville, Old Hickory. Tell them thank you. Sam Sports Grill, now hiring for its new location coming soon in Nippers Corner. We'll be back to New Orleans and Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
The final weekend of the world's biggest spa sale is going on now at Family Leisure.
Relax and unwind in your new spa. Hundreds of models to choose from starting at just $9.99. Not ready to stop swimming? Do it year-round in your very own swim spa. Now only $11.99.
Family Leisure also has everything for your game room.
Pool table starting at $14.99 with free delivery.
Special pricing on all outdoor fireplaces, fire pits, and patio heaters.
Great selection. Always the guaranteed lowest price.
Well, family and fun come together.
Hey, we better get gas. Let's stop at Kroger.
Ooh, good call.
We got a bunch of fuel points saved up, too.
Awesome.
It's easy to earn fuel points every time you shop at Kroger and redeem for up to a dollar off per gallon. How much will you save?
Nice. We saved a dollar a gallon.
Gotta love those Kroger fuel points.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, this is Dr. Mark Hardison with Middle Tennessee Oral and Implant Surgery. We are so proud to be able to serve the Blue Raider teams and their families when they need wisdom teeth removed, dental implants, or other specialty oral care. Our mission is to provide healthcare as it should be, providing compassion, availability, and excellence to every one of our patients. We deeply appreciate the support of your business as we join in supporting our team. Let's go Blue!
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
The big guy's not gonna like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery Holiday Instant Games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back into Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar in New Orleans as we are bowl game eve and our bowl preview show tonight presented by Sam Sports Grill. Also, don't forget, Tennessee Event Specialist has your tailgate and party needs for the next home game. That'll be next season, so get ready for it. Specializing in tents, tables, chairs, inflatables, and more. Get them by phone at 877-355-8782 or online at tneventspecialist.com. You heard Chris Massaro talking about Brent Stockstill. Well, his record-setting career will be coming to a close tomorrow night at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome here in the Big Easy. Had a chance earlier today to sit down and chat with Brent.
Brent Stockstill joins us, and it's kind of been one of those deals that, you know, everybody said, when is Brent going to be done? Well, finally, you know, we're staring your last game right in the face, and it's going to be just over 24 hours from now. What are the emotions that it's all coming to an end, finally?
Yeah, you know, it's came quick. I've been here a long time, but at the same time, it feels like yesterday I just stepped on campus, and, you know, a lot of good memories. You know, I've accomplished a lot here. There's you know, so many good people that I've interacted with, so many people that have helped me get to where I'm at today, and just having this last game, you know, right ahead of me is it's pretty special. You know, it's going to be emotional, but at the same time, once you get out there, it's all business. So, you know, I'm really excited and hoping to go out on a good note. You
know, rewinding a little bit, this almost never happened because you had signed, sealed, and were delivered to Cincinnati.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy how it happened. I know the story's been told a lot, but just kind of thinking back on it and you know, having the opportunity to play for my dad is something that I couldn't pass up, and it's the best decision I've ever made, just coming to MTSU and playing for him and, you know, doing it all together. So, like you said, it almost never happened, but I'm glad we changed our mind, and now we're here to the last one, so it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
To do what you've done and the accomplishments that you've had, I mean, you've had a lot of people single you out, and every time that's happened, I've always seen you deflect that back to your teammates. That's what you're made of, and I think that's one of the reasons folks love you around.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, football's a team game. 11 guys, you know, they got to execute for anything to happen, and a lot of times the quarterback, it comes with it. You get a lot of the, you know, the publicity, and also sometimes you take a lot of the negativity as well. It's just the nature of the beast. But I mean, you got 10 other guys around, you got 5 offensive linemen and the skill guys around, you got great coaches, and you know, some people might call it cliche, but in my opinion, you know, it can't happen without the rest of the guys. And I've had so many talented players, so many great offensive linemen. When you look back over the years, I mean, we've had some special guys come through this program, and that have made my job really easy. So it's all genuine when I say that. It's credit to all the guys around me.
Yep. And one of the honors you received is Conference USA Most Valuable Player this year. And there has to be some satisfaction in that as well, that you've enjoyed that with your teammates.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Just being a senior and getting that honor, it's very special. It's been a fun year, a very challenging year, a very tough schedule, and to manage it like we did and to get to the Conference USA Championship and to put my team in positions to succeed and all the help that they gave me as well. I mean, obviously it's an individual honor. My name will be on it, but again, I mean, starts with the coaches and all the guys around me, and we had a blast doing it this year, and we were truly a team this year.
I'm curious if it's ever happened before that the father was coach of the year in the league and the son was MVP in a league. You know, there's got to be a couple of opportunities out there, but I would think that's pretty rare.
Yeah, I'd say that we're probably the only two to be fortunate enough to do that, and that's something that we'll remember forever. I mean, we're pretty you know, we're down there. We don't really get into all that kind of stuff. But that's one thing that I think that we'll always share together, is just being able to learn of us accomplishing that on the same day and be able to share that moment together. And maybe it hasn't hit us yet, but, you know, 10, 15 years down the road, we can look back and say that, you know, Coach of the Year and MVP at the same school at the same time is pretty special.
Yeah, and it is. It's something that, you know, it may have happened somewhere else, but I doubt that it will ever happen here again, for sure. But as long as I'm alive, I guess. But Jim Valvano had a statement. He talked about, you know, a good day being a day where you laugh, a day where you cry. And in sports, you have a lot of good days like that, because there are ups and downs, and it's how you overcome adversity. And you've had some with shoulder and everything else, and you come out on the other end a better man.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been a long road. You know, like you said, I got banged up a couple times, and you know, that's tough sometimes. When you got a support system like I have, start with my family and my teammates, it's hard to get down. You know, you might be down for a minute, but nobody's really feeling sorry for you. You just got to get back up and go to work each day and with a smile on your face. And that's what I tried to do. And you know, it's all part of God's plan, and the way that you know, obviously I went through some tough times, but here at the end, hopefully to end it on a good note has been special, and I'm excited about where I'm at.
What's more important to you, winning the Conference USA MVP or being the best teammate you can be?
Oh, 100% being the best teammate. You know, all the stuff on the field of fate, I've said that before, but the way that I've impacted people and treated my teammates and hopefully left them with something for maybe the rest of their career, for the rest of their life, is far more important to me, and hopefully I did that.
I can see you and your teammates 20 years from now showing back up for a reunion and bringing kids and that kind of thing. And that's when you're in sports and college sports long enough. Those are the moments that you don't know about them now, but they'll certainly affect you later.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I mean, I think with all the teams in the past, and especially this team, I mean, and we had a pretty big group of seniors, and I know that we'll stay close forever. I mean, it was a genuine brotherhood and love for each other, and, you know, I can definitely see 20 years down the road and us bringing our families back and, you know, not missing a beat, so it'll be special.
The last 2 weeks, again, a range of emotions there. When the Conference USA Championship game did not go our way, go back to talking, I mean, here we're talking about being a teammate, everybody turned to you. And how because you're the leader of this football team, and to be able to kind of turn and point this thing back into the wind for this bowl game tomorrow night, that had to be important on your mind.
Yeah, definitely. I think as a leader, I mean, you gotta be true to your emotions. There's no need to fake anything. So I was, pretty tore up for a couple of days, and people saw that as well. And I think that's okay. But we had enough time where we could, think about it, obviously we don't want to dwell in defeat, but, you know, we thought about it and it hurt us for a couple of days, and then we got right back to work. And as a leader, my job was easy because we have a really mature team, and we bounced back quick, got back to practice. We had a little time off, then got back to practice and getting the bowl prep, and now we're headed to New Orleans. We're here now. So we're excited about the opportunity to get the taste out of our mouth.
Let's talk about the opponent here for a little bit, because it is a football game, by the way. And Appalachian State has a defense that absolutely just flies around.
Yeah, absolutely. They're the number six defense in the country, the best defense statistically that we've played all year. I think it starts with their coaches. They're extremely well coached. I mean, you look on film, everybody's in the right spot, extremely aggressive players. They play the game the right way, and it'll be a great challenge for us. And we played, I think this will be the seventh out of 14 defense that was in the top 25 when we played them. So it's been a tough year for us offensively going against these opponents, and this will be just another test for us. We'll have to have the great plan that we have and execute it, and we'll see what happens.
It's been a privilege and an honor to call every game you've ever played here, and just go get them tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure doing it with you.
All right, that's Brent Stockstill, who had a chance to join us earlier today. Our bowl preview is presented by Sam Sports Grill. Also want to remind you that you can get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company is the team to call, 615-867-1000 or leecompany.com. The Blue Raider Bowl preview presented by Sam Sports Grill, coming to you live from Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar in New Orleans. Back to the Big Easy after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Yo, yo, this is your cup holder talking. The little round thing between your car seats. Now, I normally have a nice cold bottle of Mountain Dew in me, but at the moment, I'm empty. That's right, no Mountain Dew. Nothing in here but a couple of quarters and a dime. A fully capable cup holder like me just carrying your loose change. Look, I'm not made for loose change. I'm made to keep Mountain Dew within reach at all times, just inches from your hand. So find a store already. Grab some Dew. Toss it back, then place that bottle where it belongs. Mountain Dew. Do the do.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet, hooray for holiday games. Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Murfreesboro, your hometown Honda dealer has moved. Now, let Honda of Murfreesboro move you into a new Honda. Come visit our state-of-the-art facility. Bigger showroom, bigger selection, even the savings are bigger. 929 John R. Rice Boulevard in the Fortress Boulevard Medical Center Parkway area. From Accords to CRVs to Pilots, it's all at Honda of Murfreesboro. Experience the all-new Honda of Murfreesboro with great new deals all month long. Visit HondaMurfreesboro.com.
MTSU Only Trust Optometrists under the name VisionWorks. Doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
College football fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code COLLEGEFB and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back to New Orleans, and we're at Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar. And thanks to Sam Sports Grill and their mid-state locations in Murfreesboro, Belmead, Hendersonville, and Old Hickory for providing our show tonight live from New Orleans. And Andrew Ottman joins me. And Andrew, Lucy's Attic. Oh. Where we are right now, it's the place to be.
I mean, this is a fantastic place, Chip. I mean, right now, there's a balcony overlooking some of the greatest venues here in New Orleans. We're in this old, historic place. Big ceiling, big brick walls. Everyone's having a great time. I mean, what a fun place. They're showing our highlight film on the big screen right in front of us.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you're the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the university.
Yep.
What does a 3.5-hour infomercial for Middle Tennessee on ESPN tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. What does that mean to what you do and your efforts?
Athletics and your work is perhaps the best marketing tactic and tool that we have of our university. It extends our message and brand to so many people in so many ways. It unites alumni like here at this great establishment. We are having such fun because we're creating an experience for people to come here and show their pride, their true blue pride, and everybody showing up and having a great time here. So can I calculate a dollar amount for that? I can't, Chip. I mean, it's just almost invaluable.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And I remember 20 years ago when the thought was there, and I go back to Coach Boots Donnelly, and he said, you know, we've got to make the move to Division I.
Absolutely.
He had a vision. Lee Fowler was athletic director at the time. Jim Walker. They were all in lockstep to make this happen. And it has, you know, you make the decision and you never look back. You're going to have stumbles along the way and things are going to be hard. But you think about, in football in particular, what doors that has opened for the entire university.
I mean, Chip, we are going to be playing a nationally televised bowl on ESPN. I mean, and we have been playing these seniors, these remarkable seniors, the most winningest football class in our university history, have played in four consecutive bowls, all of them on nationally televised platforms. I would love to have a calculator that had enough digits that could calculate the value of that experience. I don't.
Well, let me, one thing, we've got a short amount of time here in a short window, but something that's brand new at Middle Tennessee happened within this last week is the Board of Trustees approved two new academic studies departments. It's going to be very, very exciting.
Data sciences. Data sciences is going to be basically the story behind big numbers. A fantastic program in the Jones College of Business, a really cutting-edge experience to really get into big problems solved by big data, and tourism and hospitality management.
That one's going to be huge.
Oh, my God. And I mean, we are in a tourism and hospitality center right now, and this is going to be teaching MTSU students to manage parties like this, conferences, and bowl games like this.
Yeah,
we've got the experience here. We've got the opportunity to get them involved in our university, to show them how to conduct these things. This is going to be awesome.
I'll tell you, athletics and tomorrow night's bowl game is the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
If you like what you see on the front porch, come on in the house.
Absolutely, absolutely. Come to our games. show your pride, show your true blue pride, and most importantly, just make sure that you tune in to Chip. come on, Chip. I mean, Chip, you do a fantastic job of these things. You've got to basically show up and participate.
All right. Andrew, appreciate the time tonight in Laissez Bon Temps Roulet.
Hey, I don't know what you said, Chip, but you're smarter than me. Everybody, thank you so much. All Chip right. Walters, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Andrew Obman joining us. We'll take a timeout, be back with our final segment. Wes Counts comes back in a moment. We're at Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar in New Orleans, and you're listening to the Blue Raider Bowl Preview presented by Sam Sports Grill here on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
I was looking for a bank that sees me as more than just a credit score or an account balance.
A bank that has my best interests at heart.
A bank that's big enough to have everything I need. Checking, savings, loans, credit cards, but small enough to treat me like family.
Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Learn more at ascendfcu.org. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Take a time out with Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Perfect for tailgating or enjoying with your home team, Bunny gives you the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Looking for a way to take your brand to the next level? Let RJ Young's outsourced print and promotional services help you leave your mark on the world. Our products aim to have you make a bold and lasting impression. We offer fast, high-quality print services to fit any budget. Our team of specialists offer step-by-step assistance throughout the entire process for a customized and personal approach to printing. Order now and receive 10% off your first order. Visit rjyoung.com/print today.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
It is the Blue Raider Bowl Preview coming to you live from Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar in New Orleans. And our show is presented by our friends at Sam's Sports Grill. Tonight's show presented by Sam's. And Sam's in Murfreesboro will be hosting a watch party for Saturday night's bowl game against Appalachian State at 8 p.m. Locations of Sam's in Murfreesboro, Belle Meade, Hendersonville, and Old Hickory. And Sam's has a brand new location coming in Nippers Corner. And guess what, folks? You need a job. They're hiring for their new location in Nippers Corner. Wes Counts joined me to start the broadcast, and he is here to help wrap this up. Before we talk about some personnel, I do want to remind you it's a busy day in Blue Raider athletics tomorrow. Women's basketball at 11:30 a.m. on many of these same stations. Dick Palmer from Memorial Coliseum has the pregame against as Middle takes on Kentucky. 11:30 a.m. tip at noon tomorrow night. 5:30 p.m. Jeff Hem is on the air from Toledo, Ohio with the pregame. 6 o'clock tip-off, Middle Tennessee and the 9-1 Toledo Rockets. Then we'll be on the air tomorrow night. Dwayne Hickey has our tailgate show at 5:30, or at 6:30 rather. And kickoff from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is at 8 o'clock. Middle Tennessee and Appalachian State. And, Wes, we touched on it to start the broadcast, but Appy State, their quarterback, just like Middle's, everything kind of goes through that quarterback. And when you have a dominant guy like that, it's going to be that way.
Yeah, Zach Thomas, he, you know, just a sophomore, but he's gotten a lot of attention. He's very, very smart with the football, only 4 interceptions, only about 1,800 yards passing, but he runs the ball very well. He's rushed for over 400 yards, does a heck of a job just managing the offense and taking care of the football. And they got running backs, so just turn around and hand the ball off to those guys and let them do the work for them.
With all the points that they have scored, you and I have talked about it, the real story about their team may be on defense.
It is. I mean, they're the number six defense in the country. They only give 279 yards a game against them. The thing is when you watch them, they've got some good linebackers, but nobody's just overwhelmingly great. I mean, you don't think of like, oh, you got to stop, you got to block that one guy. You can't throw it to this side of the field because that corner's over there. There's just 11 guys that are just very good. They're very solid. They play well together, and that's going to be the challenge for the Blue Raiders tomorrow night.
And talk about this middle team, because you know it's kind of been fun to watch them early in the season. Played a tough schedule, but as a coach, you gain satisfaction, or as an analyst, I would assume you gain satisfaction of watching a team develop and get better as the year goes on.
And they have that, and that is the thing. I mean, we not just on radio, but outside, off the air, and whatnot. You know, there are people like, you know, how good is this team? I mean, because there's nothing early on in the year that you got excited about, but as the season went on, week five, week six, week seven, it just kept getting a little bit better. The defense started playing good. The offense started clicking. So those are the things that, as a coach, you got to be excited about it, that they just kept improving every week. And Coach Stock still got these guys peaking at the right time of the year.
We got about a minute and a half left. This senior class is the first ever to go to four straight bowl games in Middle Tennessee history. Obviously, the face of that senior class is Brent Stockstill. You know, it's been a joy to watch him over 4 years.
No, he's been a lot of fun to watch. He's tough. He competes his tail off. You know, there's a difference in the football team when he's not with them. When he's been injured in a few games, there's a definite difference with him. So, you know, it will be different come four quarters tomorrow when he's not around anymore. But you know, that's the great thing about it. Everybody knows there's a finite. You know, Coach Bill Parcells said about the NFL, just be lucky that you were on the train. At some point, they're going to ask you to get off the train. And that's the same thing with college. At some point, they're going to tell you can't play anymore. So for those guys, tomorrow night should be very, very special because they're playing in a great city, in a big-time venue, against a very good team. So they should relish that and take it for what it is. And for Brent and everybody with him, that it's the last dance.
30 seconds. What do they got to do to win?
Man, they got to stop the run. You know, and that's the good thing. Coach Schaefer, that's his goal every week. He's going to stop the run. He's going to make a quarterback try to beat him. And so far, not many people have done that against Coach Schaefer's defense. So if they can stop the run and they can get anything going against that tough Appalachian defense, you know, it could be a good night for the Blue Raiders.
All right. We're going to say good night as well. From Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thanks a lot, Wes. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night at 6:30.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
All right, Dalton Barrett has been our studio producer tonight. Join us tomorrow night here on the Blue Raider Network, and we say good night from New Orleans here on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.